A word for you from Daniel chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. This chapter has a prayer of Daniel that you should really study. Last time we looked at the introduction of his prayer, and remembering that it is because of God's word through Jeremiah, Daniel is inspired when the Lord opens his mind to understand what Jeremiah had been saying all along. For Jeremiah too was inspired by the Lord. And when Daniel started in his prayer in verse 4, he starts with God himself, that he is great and awesome, he keeps his covenant, etc. And now, in verse 8, he begins with the fact that we have sinned. Yes, he has already looked at it from verse 5, but here is another angle, because in verse 8 and 9 are expressions that show something that is about his attitude and the attitude we should have when we pray. For he says, O Lord, to us belongs shame. Verse 9, O Lord, to you belongs mercy and forgiveness to you. So he's comparing himself and admitting, not just they have shame, they have sinned. He says, Lord, we have sinned against you. This is the attitude of Christ. In fact, you could say the Holy Spirit was reflecting what the Messiah would feel, because later on, he in fact refers to the Messiah in verse 24 and 25, the Messiah, the Prince who is coming and will rebuild Jerusalem. But here, he admits, does not hide, O Lord, to us belongs shame. In other words, we deserve what we have got, O Lord. Not just we who are in Babylonian captivity, but all our kings, our princes, our fathers, for we have sinned against you. But notice he doesn't end there in hopelessness and despair and darkness, but instead he ends with hope, saying, But Lord, mercy and forgiveness belongs to you, even though we have rebelled against you.